Good evening. It's Friday, the 18th of October, 2024, and I'm Paige Estratore on behalf of Financial Services Online, bringing you the weekly wrap-up of insurance news from across Australia. The insurance industry has bought heavy artillery to their ongoing battle against scams, harnessing artificial intelligence in a bid to stay ahead of increasingly sophisticated fraudulent schemes. The Insurance Council of Australia is leading these efforts alongside former cybercrime detective Andrew Gill. The ramifications aren't minor. Undetected fraudulent claims in Australia amount to an astounding $400 million and a distressing $9.2 billion in inflated disaster claims in the United States. One particular challenge is the rise of shallow fake scams and generative artificial intelligence. Such sophisticated techniques throw up new hurdles for traditional security checks and require industry leaders to stress the need for cultural and regulatory shifts to both deal with today's challenges and forecast future fraudulent schemes. Artificial intelligence is proving to be a key solution. By analyzing data on an astonishing scale, it can better detect scams in real time. Such proactive defenses are crucial to maintain consumer trust and mitigate the financial losses we're currently witnessing. Switching gears now, let's turn our attention to Western Australia, where defective plumbing systems are creating unprecedented insurance challenges. High on the hit list are property owners with Eplex's ProFit Typlex 1050 pipes. This issue comes to light as leading insurers like ARAC and QBE are reportedly refusing to renew policies for homes with history of recurring water leaks. The West Australian newspaper first brought attention to this mounting crisis that's already starting to dent the local property market. Prospective homeowners are rightly weary, well aware of the potential liabilities and insurance impasses waiting for them down the line. Moreover, current homeowners may find themselves submerged in expensive renovations or mired in delayed property sales. This situation underscores an urgent call for heightened regulation and systemic changes within the insurance industry, as well as the broader property sector. Good advice currently doing the rounds is for homeowners to opt for pre-purchase plumbing inspections to avoid such insurance woes. That's all for today's weekly insurance news wrap. I'm Paige Estratore, reporting for Financial Services Online, your trusted source for personal and business insurance. For more information, please visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au. Stay well and stay informed. We look forward to bringing you the headlines next Friday.